Hello, and welcome to the Secular Hubcast. Today's episode is a very fun one, recorded at the Hub. Events at the Hub are always a great time. This event in particular is a winter solstice event. If you weren't able to attend, this episode should give you some idea what some of these events are like. We here at the Secular Hubcast would love to get some feedback from you. Send an email to podcast@secularhub.org. I personally check that, and so if you email me, I'll get back to you. You can also find us on Twitter @secularhubcast or on Facebook. Just search for Secular Hubcast. And now for a few brief announcements. Recovering from Religion is a group that meets at the Hub the first Saturday of every month. Doubt your beliefs? Have questions about changing or leaving your faith? You are not alone, and we are here to help. Recovering from Religion is a support group for those exploring the possibilities of a life beyond religious belief. So that's from the Recovering from Religion meetup page. RFR is one of my favorite groups. The transition from faith can be difficult for many people, and it's nice to have an intimate group where you can be open, where you can vent, where you can be private. I've always felt extremely supported there, and the conversation tends to be nice and deep, which is what I like. As mentioned, they meet on the first Saturday of the month, so if you would like to attend their next meeting, put it in your calendar for January 5th at 11 a.m. That's Recovering from Religion, Saturday, January 5th, 11 a.m. If that doesn't sound like your thing, perhaps pancakes are more your speed. The first Sunday of the month is reserved for the monthly fundraiser pancake breakfast. The price is $10 for non-members and $8 for members, and half that for children. All the proceeds from the fundraiser are split equally between the Secular Hub and the group hosting the pancake breakfast, so you know your dollars are going to a good purpose. This month's pancake breakfast is hosted by the Denver Metro Freedom from Religion Foundation, so we love those guys. And they do a damn fine pancake breakfast. The date is Sunday, January 6th, starts at 10 a.m. That is the pancake breakfast. Sunday, January 6th, starts at 10 a.m. So that does it for today's announcements. Remember to email us at podcast@secularhub.org or find us on social media. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Secular Hubcast. This is Jesse Gilbertson, your host for today. I am coming to you live from this Secular Hub. Tonight is the winter solstice of 2018, and the Hub is jumping today.
This is why you shouldn't be allowed around children.
This is why I can't have children. They don't like me.
They always cry when you're around, Ruth.
Yeah, I'm the mean lady.
So one of the features that we do annually is a unity circle.
Yeah.
Unity ring, unity circle?
Unity ring.
Okay. And now it's very visual. Can you describe it for us, Ruth?
So we actually have some paper on a table, one of our big round tables. And around the edge of the table, we have these little pegs. And each peg represents a different thing that somebody can identify with or associate themselves with. They're either a parent, maybe they're single, maybe they're a Democrat, a Republican, they like dogs, they like cats, on and on and on, different things.
Where's the one that says I voted for Trump?
Well, there's one that says fuck Trump.
Huh?
You should have one that says I voted for Trump, and then it would be the loneliest little peg.
Yeah. Well, we have the I believe in a higher power, that one's kind of lonely.
Yeah.
We also have the one that says I like sports. That one's kind of lonely.
It's been totally neglected, yeah.
It's very disrespectful.
It is very disrespectful. That's what I was going for.
No.
So the whole concept of it is you start in the middle, and then you go around the circle, and you loop around everything that you associate with, and then you go back to the middle.
You do that with a piece of string.
With a piece of string.
Everybody has a different colored string.
You just get a piece of string from right behind you, and you can loop it around.
Pick a color.
But you don't have to if you don't want to.
I will.
You seem like a brown kind of guy. Oh, blue. Nice. Good.
All right.
It's kind of a cobalt sort of blue.
So you want to start
Let me get that plate out of here.
give me a minute. I gotta eat some more.
Okay.
I need him. This sounds like it's very labor intensive.
It'll make you walk around, so you'll get your steps in. So the whole concept of it is, at the end, you can see it now happening, where in the middle star has so many to it, and you can see all of the strings coming back together. So it kind of shows that we are connected eventually.
Yeah.
So this is something we've done a few times here. And this year it's a little bit more difficult, mostly just because our stars are not really sticking very well.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a student. It's kind of long.
You're a student of life, Dirk. There
I
you
am.
Go.
Student of the world.
Student of the world.
Well, Ruth, I saw you put this thing together. It was definitely some work. It looks very interesting. It's like a wagon wheel with all the lines around the circle and then a bunch going through the middle.
Right.
And they're all different colors. It looks very interesting, and it brings people together.
That says I have more than one job.
What if you have less than one job? Is there a peg for that?
No.
There should be.
Well, next time you make the ring.
Well, I was going to make some suggestions, but you had the pre-made list.
Well, that's what I was just working off of.
I was going to come up with some zany stuff, but
well,
you had it under control.
We can for next time. I'm getting a lot of slack for a few things here.
Yeah, maybe some Gorilla Glue for all of it.
Well, yeah.
That one's holding together pretty good.
That one's holding good. It's just we really did not have a lot of Gorilla Glue, so I kind of had to improvise with what I had.
Okay.
And what I had were those little sticky dots, and those little sticky dots need to be recalled.
Yeah.
They're not great.
Inadequate.
They're not great.
All right. Well, thank you, Ruth. Happy solstice.
Happy solstice, Jesse.
And I'll see you in 3 days for Christmas.
For Festivus. Yeah, Festivus for the rest of us, my dear.
All right. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Robin! Happy solstice, Robin.
Hello.
Who have you got with you here?
My vicious attack dog.
Vicious attack dog. Yeah, why are you carrying him? He has his own legs.
Because he smells too much food and he's freaking out.
He's about to lose it, yeah.
Does he like beer?
No. He's at least not cheap beer. That calmed him down, though.
Oh, oh poor little buddy.
It's okay. Whoa, whoa. You're all worried about him. He's like a kid. You gotta...
I'm worried that somebody's gonna step on it.
Have you ever been to a solstice event before here at the Hub?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I think I was out of town.
This is my first one. I saw the what is it called? The Unity Wheel. I saw the Unity Wheel last year, and I was like, what the hell is that thing? So I definitely did not come to the event last year.
I didn't either, because that wasn't...
Escaping. Just let him go. He's fine. He's not going to do anything bad. If he gets stepped on, it'll teach him a valuable lesson about not getting stepped on.
I think people might get annoyed.
Since when do you give a shit about what people feel?
Since when they're hub people?
In group. You're showing in group favoritism.
Look
at this wiggle monster. Calm down, Wiggles.
He's like, there's food there.
His eyes are all bulging. You look like you're having a blast, so I'll leave you to it. Enjoy. Poor little guy. That's like some kind of form of animal cruelty. Isn't it, mister? Oh, he's so cruel. Oh, is that some kind of peanut butter pie or something?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
It is chocolate and peanut butter.
That looks dangerous. The desserts has their own table. Hey, Michelek.
What?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I'm having a cup of tea.
Okay.
Spicy tea.
Well, happy solstice.
Yes, happy solstice to you, too. Now, season's greetings.
Definitely. This is a pretty good turnout. Seems like there's some new people and some faces I haven't seen in a while. So, it's cool.
Can't resist going back for the sugar plums.
Sugar plum. You totally got a kiss. You totally got that dude a kiss. Nice job.
So, you binging holiday music? And
no. I accidentally heard like 6 Christmas songs in a row, and I was like, like I had that song stuck in my head. And you know how when you get the song stuck in your head, you don't hear the correct lyrics. You hear like the most perverted, like, degenerate version that you can possibly think of. At least that's how I do it. I'm not a fan. What about you?
Oh, I love me wassail music, yo.
Wassail music,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, go around basically, you know, as a mob demanding alcohol.
Well, yeah, that's the real...
Sweet or savory?
Sweet. Those are sugar plums.
That's the real meaning
of
Christmas.
Does that mean with berries, or are those on the side, or...
I did not grind up any fairies to make my sugar plums.
There's no, it's fairy free.
Okay.
I swear.
It's too bad.
But yeah, I actually like Christmas music, but especially the Christmas music that's all about the booze.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I know any specifically boozy Christmas music.
Well.
We'll have to set some up. There's no music going on now. You want to whip it up?
Wassail all over the town. Our toast it is white and our ale it is brown.
Ah.
You know, our bowl it is made of the white maple tree, and with a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
Drink it up.
Come butler, and bring us a bowl of the best, and in heaven we'll pray that your soul may rest. But if you do bring a bowl of the small, then the devil take butler, bowl, and all.
Nice.
I mean,
we never drink, you know... We never drink enough booze out of bowls anymore.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Well, and it was... Wassailing was this thing where...
What a bucket, man. Fill up a bucket of booze.
You know, because wassail was, you know, kind of... It was basically punch.
Okay.
You know, so you put in some cider, and you put in some ale, and you put in, you know, sugar and spices, and there you go, and it's hot.
Sure.
Hot alcohol, because it's winter.
Sure. It's like a good glue wine or something like that.
Pretty much.
A cider,
pretty
yeah.
Much.
Something hot. Cool. Well, you know, Christmas traditions come in all forms.
I mean, if you were super fancy, your wassail would contain wine.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Which, is, you know, and all this kind of drinking and going door to door, you know, demanding figgy pudding was by... You know, why the Puritans banned Christmas for 22 years.
That figgy pudding is a thing of the devil.
It is.
Well, actually, I'm on track with the Puritans. I could ban Christmas. I wouldn't mind that one bit. Get that out of here.
But then...
But then you have to do church stuff instead. That's the trade-off. If you're a Puritan, you're a Puritan. You don't get to do any of the fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, you know, they banned Christmas. They banned anybody having the day off.
Mm.
They banned anybody having a celebration on December 25th. anybody who had a feast took the day off on December 25th would be fined 6 shillings.
Ah, that's a small fortune back then.
Moderate fortune, yes, in the colonies, I suppose.
I don't know.
Cromwell.
That... Yeah. Roundhead bastard.
Yeah, Cromwell totally banned Christmas, and he had people going around, you know, forcing shops to be open and stuff. And then mobs would come out, you know, after his guys that were demanding to have the shops open and go around demanding shops closed because it's Christmas.
Right.
You know, so there was kind of a war on the streets for Christmas.
So not committed to the crafts.
Yeah. What is that?
So I'm recording for the podcast.
You're not recording me, are you?
I am. Do you want to say a little bit about Thursday's movie nights or anything else?
Thursday movie night?
First of all.
I don't run Thursday movie night. My husband runs it. But I do know a lot about it.
Okay, first of all. Happy solstice, Monique.
Happy solstice, everybody out there listening.
Are you,
and Jesse.
And Jesse. Are you okay with me using your name? And
yeah,
your, and
yeah,
your voice?
Yeah.
Sweet. You heard it here, folks. So, yeah, solstice is pretty fun. This is my first solstice, personally. Have you been to many of these?
We came last year, if I remember correctly, yeah.
Okay. Did you make Jello shots last year as well?
I did not, no.
Oh, okay.
This is my first year making all the Jello shots.
Well, you made them at Thanksgiving as well.
I did, and actually Thursday we did our Christmas movie, which was Die Hard. And then last night we had game night, and then we had solstice night, so I actually brought them to all three. I just made a bunch, and we've been keeping them in the refrigerator.
Just mass producing Jello shots.
So.
Well, they're very tasty. I had one that was champagne.
Oh, the champagne's
like
my favorite.
3 days of hard labor.
It was about 3 days. Yeah.
Like whipping Andrew. Get back in there. Put the
and
Jello
I made
in there.
I made the whipped cream myself too.
Whoa,
homemade
you
whipped
cream.
Yeah.
Wow.
When she was done whipping
Andrew. She
went, when I was done with my husband.
You made the whipped cream. This is true gourmet here.
That's yeah.
Beautiful. I like it. I love the jelly or the gummy bear.
Yeah, the fireball one. Yeah.
Oh, that's genius. I'll probably have one of those as well too.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even like cinnamon or whiskey, but I really did end up liking the Fireball one. Yeah, it was a lot better tasting than I thought. So.
Cool. Can you tell me a little bit about how movie night goes?
Movie night? So it's just every Thursday at 6:30 we open the doors, and at 7 we start a movie. And it's a different kind of movie every time. We have about 8 to 15 regular people who come. And the nice thing is, since we are a small group, we take suggestions from everybody. And if you become a regular, we would take your suggestion and play your movie. So that's kind of just what we do. So
fantastic.
And then afterwards, we usually all agree on some kind of season television show. And we've been going through television shows after the movie.
What are you guys watching now?
I think they just started season 4 of The Wire.
Season 4 of The Wire.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just like anything. It doesn't have to be what's like on now. It could be something from Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. We're waiting for the last season of Game of Thrones.
Of course, like everyone else.
There's one coming out in 2019 based on a book called The Good Omens, and they made a series out of that, and we're going to probably do that one too next year, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
About how many shows do you watch after you're done watching the movie?
Oh, it's just one episode of whatever show we're watching. We did Luther. We're done with the first season of Luther. So, yeah, that's from years ago. That
okay.
season's already ran, so it can really be... Oh, we watched something from the 90s once. one of our friends suggested.
90210?
No, it was called Lex, and it's about, like, these space... It's you almost have to go watch it yourself.
You can't describe it.
Pretty much, yeah. Just go watch the first episode and you'll understand why I can't describe it.
Okay. Now, let me ask you one last question
okay.
before I let you go.
All right.
You also lead the volunteer corps, is that right?
I just started doing that. That is correct.
Well, thank you very much for taking that role. That's awesome.
Yes.
What sort of activities do you do, or what's your vision for the volunteer corps going forward, starting in 2019?
I'm hoping to set up a few things. We've done stuff with Project Cure before. I'd like to set up another one with Project Cure, which is an organization that they take, like, donated medical supplies that are considered outdated, but, you know, like, a tin pan doesn't ever go bad.
Sure.
And they're a really good organization. They go into third world countries, and they actually go to the facilities and say, what do you need? Because they don't want to send something if it's not going to be of use. Like, if they don't have electricity there, a plug-in machine is not going to help them. And they take the supplies and they send it to them. And basically the job we would be doing is sorting boxes of stuff into different bins so that they're in the various types of medical supplies to be shipped off. We've done Project Angel Heart, which is gives meals to people who have chronic illness and can't maybe get out, like cancer and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And what I am doing is I'm sending out a survey. So if you belong to the Secular Hub, that should be coming out soon. And really what I want to do is ask people what they want, because I really want to find out what the community wants from the Secular Volunteer Corps so that I can gear it more towards, you know, what they want, and I can start going forward with that. Because, and some people have organizations they volunteer for themselves that they could suggest and maybe, you know, give us some ideas. So that's kind of where we're at.
Okay, cool. And you'll be sending, how are you sending that out? Like through email, through the membership or what?
Yes, and it's actually going to be part. They created another survey, and we found out we both had these surveys, so they're gonna just put them together, and it's going to be part of a larger Secular Hub survey. So,
all right, folks. So if you're a Hub member and you get that survey in your inbox, take the time to fill it out. It means a lot to volunteers like Monique here and like myself and others who put the work into keeping this place going. So, Monique, thank you very much.
All right.
Happy solstice. Thank you for coming
in.
And thank you for bringing all the deliciousness.
I did the macaroni and cheese, too. Wasn't that fabulous? Did you have any of that?
No.
Oh,
not yet. I still have to try the... I know. I still have to try the chili, too.
The chili? Oh, I had some of that. That was good. Whoever brought that?
I brought that.
Oh, you did? Oh, that was delicious.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah. I love chili, though. So.
Secret ingredient is nutmeg.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
go eat this one.
Enjoy. Happy solstice.
Yeah.
Alcohol. Oh, it's Jell-O.
Oh,
you know, a Jell-O, like
and wine.
Yeah, this one has whiskey. This one is champagne, and I don't know what those ones are. Schnapps or something. Never partied. You never partied. That's what that means.
Okay, if you'd like to, that would be great. That would be great.
Hi.
Hi, Jesse. How are you recording?
I am.
Are you okay?
Do you want to be on the podcast?
Well, we can talk, and then you can decide if you want to take it out or not.
Sure. Well, I always like speaking to board members, and you're, of course, a board member.
I am.
So
I'm also the bartender.
Tonight.
Bartender tonight.
You're not the bartender at every event, are you?
Well, yeah, that's kind of worked out that way.
Oh, yeah? Interesting. Well, because in the hub here, we're kind of an interesting situation because we don't have a perpetual alcohol license.
Right.
We have to do a few of them a year.
That's right. We do have an official legal event license for tonight. So.
Well, good call making tonight one of them. This is a fun event.
Yes, it is. It's great. I'm so happy to see somebody did a head count and something like about 50 people.
50? Okay, I can believe it. The room is thickly packed. So.
Yes. And I think that definitely is more than last year. And people brought a lot of, someone made the observation that I think for this event, people maybe take their time with their food a little bit more and they bring sort of interesting dishes. And there's a lot of variety out there of different things. And it's been great. There's so much. Oh my gosh, there's so much food left over.
There always is.
It's all good.
There usually are at these kind of events. Let's see. I haven't been to a board meeting in a while.
Okay.
Actually, I cannot remember the last time I was ever at a board meeting.
An official board meeting, right.
How are things going with the Secular Hub board?
We have a lot on our plate, no pun intended, given the dinner tonight.
Dinner time.
But there always is. I think as you participate in the meetings where we have with the committee heads and the board officers, and I think those have really helped everybody kind of stay on the same page and stay and communicate better. Insofar as the board itself, this coming year is going to be a focus on fundraising for a building and really getting that building fund. Of course, we'd always like to think it's a priority, but there are other things that come up. We have rent to pay. We have other expenses that come up, and so we do have to attend to those and keep things moving here.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, this year we're going to make a more concerted effort. We're going to try to consult with some people who are professionals at fundraising and see if we can get some. Yeah. So.
Fantastic. Okay, cool. Well, I, of course, am very interested in the Hub's progress. I've donated a few times in addition to my annual fees and stuff, because I think the building's got to go. But yeah, you really got to start pumping people,
yes.
Man.
Yeah.
You gotta turn the spigots on.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna have a stall.
But
wait, if you drink your beer, how much does it cost to refill it with wine?
I'll let you do that for free.
I gotta drive home.
Yeah.
How much for a glass of wine?
$3. The beer and the wine is $3.
Okay.
Best deal in town.
All right. What we have? Red. What did you want? Wine or beer?
I'll take the wine.
You want red or white?
I'll take whatever you got.
We got a Chardonnay.
Got some Chardonnay.
Pinot.
We have some Pinot Noir. Pinot Grigio.
Chardonnay. Good choice. Don't forget the tip.
Yeah. You got to put the tip chart up.
Hey, get out of there.
Oh,
crazy dog. So, he was just sticking his mug in there.
Where did we leave off?
We were just talking about kind of general plans. We talked about fundraising already. Because fundraising for the new building, that's kind of the big priority.
Sure.
Because in terms of...
It's a strategy we have to address, really, and implement. So that sometimes takes some organization.
And it's a big one because just moving in the best of times is always a challenge. You lose everything. It's expensive. But here we're here in Denver where it's such a crazy market and buildings are hard to get and prices are expensive. Yeah. But I mean the hub, the mission, the purpose of the hub is to be a physical location for atheists and freethinkers to get together. So yeah, you gotta have a building. So
absolutely.
And if we can get a bigger and better building, or a building with a better location, or better parking, or whatever, there's always something to shoot for, like a goal.
Okay, and you know, hey, all of you there out in podcast land, you should know how much Jesse does for us, not only handling our podcast, but he's always front and center when we really need something done. So I want to thank Jesse for pitching in as much as you do, you know, at Pride Fest and at People's Fair and all of those kinds of things. So thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure. I really love this group. I really love this group, even though they're noisy. And I like to participate. It's fun. It's what's the happening thing that people are doing. Like, if you get in there and get involved, it brings a lot of benefits into your life. So,
I mean, look how many people are here that, well, we don't see, there are regulars, but there are people that maybe won't mainly come to the special events like this. But I am so gratified because I'm one of the founders, and we had no idea when we started this thing 6 years ago whether we would even be here in 5 or 6 years and how it would unfold. We had no idea, and I'm so gratified that we've, you know, kind of found our little niche, and people have found friends, and we've made a community here. It's still building, but it's been a wonderful experience.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being a board member and the leadership role in that, and thank you for being a founder. It's always nice. It's always nice. Yeah, I really appreciate this place. I love coming here, so thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks,
right.
Jesse.
Happy solstice, Becky.
Yep.
Excuse me, Bill.
Mediterranean.
Don't take your eye off him. I'm with Dave Fangro, one of the Hub founders. And you have some very exciting news, something that you've just been putting together. Can you tell us what it is, please?
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. I guess it was in October. I started getting pretty frustrated with the state of politics and the way things are going with the country's split of different people in different directions. And I thought, you know, we haven't had a conference, a secular conference in Denver since, what was it, 2014.
The big one we did.
And then the EHA came in on 2015. So it's been 5 years since we had a Colorado Secular Conference.
It's about damn time.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So, you know, one of the goals, and I've, you know, had just a very small group. Tom has been really helpful to get the thing started, right? To get the initial budget put together, the initial, you know, draft agenda and stuff like that, trying to find some places to actually meet where we'd be and all that. You know, the idea is that it's not that hard. It's something I've done in my spare time. It's something I've done, you know, while working full time and with minimal help. Tom's been working on it. A few other people have done a few things. But, you know, we're nowhere near being complete. But I want to be transparent and visible to show that anybody can do this.
Okay, cool. Do you have a name for this convention yet?
Well, I think there may be more to it, but Colorado Secular Conference 2019.
Okay.
We did need a theme.
CalSecCon.
CSC 19.
CSC 19. And what do you envision is going to take place at the conference, Colorado Secular Conference 2019?
Yep. It's a great question. We're going to start out, do a dinner the night before. We're going to have some great national speakers and entertainers that are coming in. On Friday night, select people will be able to have a private dinner.
Very nice.
With those speakers. And then Saturday, we'll have a whole series of great events. We've got the Denver Sunday Assembly lined up to do
a
show.
All right.
So we used to do those every month.
Yeah.
They're on hiatus, but everybody's coming out to do this show, so they'll have speakers and entertainment.
Okay.
My band Pale Blue will be playing.
Jamming.
Shelley Siegel, who now lives in the U.S., but a great secular entertainer, has been here at the Hub many times, is going to join us and be
talented
part of the
musician.
Conference. Very talented.
Our keynote speaker is Seth Andrews.
You can officially announce Seth Andrews, our keynote.
Officially announce Seth.
Confirmed.
Yeah. Okay, so I could say friend of the podcast, Seth Andrews, because he was one of our guests. So that's fantastic. He always does a fantastic show. So
yeah, I love him. I'm going to show a couple of his videos as well.
Okay, cool. That's fantastic. Well,
we're looking for more. We've got a local group that does street epistemology. So, you know, as secular people, street epistemology skills are really valuable.
Essential, yeah. They're really
good.
Yeah,
very essential, very valuable. And there's only, you know, 100 different ways to do it. So Craig's going to show us good ways and the right way to sort of make progress with street epistemology.
Okay, cool.
So what? We're looking for one more major speaker, national speaker. We want to get somebody, you know, really well known for this. And then that's about all we can afford for big names.
And for a day, you know, that's about all we can fit in the schedule.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Well, good luck with that. What's your date?
July 27th, 2019. The dinner's on Friday, July 26th. The conference is all day, July 27th. And it's at a place in Aurora, Colorado called the Summit Event Center.
Summit Event Center.
It's near the driver's license office.
There's a couple of those.
It's near Anschutz Medical Campus.
Okay.
So Colfax and 225.
Colfax and 225.
Buffet dinner. And then Shelley Segal's going to play, and Seth Adams going to do his keynote speech. And then we're going to, Pale Blue's going to be playing live music. And then we're thinking about having a variety show in the evening. And we have comedy and commentary, videos, maybe some magic, and juggling.
Joe's a juggler. Our MC's a juggler.
Yeah, oh, okay, cool. Hicks is MCing.
And, you know, the other person we really haven't found a spot for is this Jesse Gilbertson.
Well, I heard he's a troublemaker. So.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what we're looking for.
All right. Well, I went to the conference, the last one. It was right after weed got legalized. I remember that. That was the last time. So, yeah, 2014 or whatever. I had a fantastic time. I was still kind of in my old religion, still coming out of it. So it was really cool. It was one of my first exposures was that conference. And it's just a great opportunity to bring people together. So thank you for all your work. Dave, thank you. Tom, for all your work as well. The two of you, I understand, worked together to put this together. So I'm pretty excited about it. It's cool. Like,
yeah, no more. We're just in the early stages, although we've made a lot of progress, but still working on it.
The thing is, it's going to be great.
Well, you've made enough progress that you've got to the point where you can officially announce it, and you can start, you know, getting people there, man. Start selling them tickets. So, all right. Well, thank you, guys. Happy solstice.
Happy solstice.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
So, Claudette, you're with the Freedom From Religion Foundation here in Denver, and Freedom From Religion Foundation puts the solstice dinner on in cooperation with the Secular Hub. So I was just wondering if you could speak to that a little bit.
Sure. This is about, I think it's the fifth year that we've co-hosted this event. It's always a great turnout. We do it as a potluck, which is great because it's sort of low-key, it's not formal, very open to all invitees, even new individuals. I think tonight there was a woman here that said she saw us on Meetup and decided to come, and that's great that we have some new faces as well as old faces here.
Cool. Now, I support Freedom From Religion Foundation. I think it's a pretty cool organization. Can you talk a little bit about what your group's been up to recently?
Our chapter, the Metro Denver chapter, is a affiliate of the national organization based in Madison, Wisconsin. And what we do here is we have the same mission and purpose, which is to educate the public about the constitutional separation of church and state, as well as issues revolving around non-belief and free thinking, non-theism. You know, we've had a few violations here in Colorado. We always try to direct them to the national office so that way the staff attorneys can write letters, and we've had a couple of successes. There was a school down in Colorado Springs, a charter school, that was hosting a student retreat at a religious camp, and since FFRF wrote letters, they have said they're not going to have their retreat at that location.
Okay. That's really interesting. Because Freedom From Religion Foundation, I think they get most of their press by doing lawsuits. But most of the work, it seems like, is, you know, just paying attention to what the abuses that are going on out there, and just writing letters and just shining a light, you know, just be like, hey, we see what you're doing.
Right. And the majority of violations that occur are actually in the public schools. So that's a big arena. 40% of the violations occur in the public schools. A majority of the violations occur at local government levels. So, you know, yes, there's some big lawsuits out there that are happening on the national level, but the majority of things that happen are on the small scale, but nonetheless of importance on the local level.
Okay, cool. As far as knowing where to spend your energy, where to spend your time, how do you determine that? How do you find out, well, in the first place, how do you find out about violations? And then how do you decide what to spend your limited resources on?
So our chapter doesn't actually make a decision on the violations themselves. What we're basically are the boots on the ground, the eyes and ears for the national organization. And we hear about violations through our Facebook page. People contact us through our email, and then what I do is I forward them to our staff attorney at the national office, and then they can write a letter or, you know, approach it in whatever fashion they feel is worthy. Okay. And no violation is too small, if you will, to address, because it's important to sweat the small stuff. There's actually a great YouTube video out there by one of our staff attorneys, Andrew Seidel, and it's about sweating the small stuff and why it's important, because all these small little violations, if they are let go, then they set a precedent.
Okay, got it. That seems like a pretty cool system where you're like the eyes, the local eyes, you know, paying attention to what's going on and collecting information. But you have this more powerful group that you turn it over to, like, hey, you guys, at the National Freedom From Religion, do something about this. It seems like a pretty cool system. Like, you do your part and they do their part. So it's pretty cool.
It is. It's important, because what it does is we can, in addition to sending an email or alerting our staff attorneys, I always make sure that the person that's letting us know about the violation, that they fill out a form online at the national website about the violation. So that way it's a twofold response. They have the specific information about the violation from the person themselves, and then also my email with the information as well.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for all your work on that, and thank you for volunteering on that. And thanks for helping put on the Solstice Party here at the Hub. What other kind of events do you do besides those two activities, you know?
Well, we try to have speakers come and educate our members about the importance of separation of church and state. We recently had Dan Barker come and speak about what is happening with regards to some of the lawsuits going on with FFRF. And then we do try to have some other free thinkers come and speak to the group as well.
Cool. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your hard work. And I always like seeing you guys here, pancake breakfasts and other events. So thanks for all you do. And thanks for putting tonight together.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Happy solstice.
Yes.
Actually, Joel, you're a new volunteer at Freedom From Religion here in the Denver Metro chapter. Thank you for volunteering. What's your next event here at the Hub?
Well, we'll be co-hosting the Pancake Breakfast on Sunday, January 6th. It is at 11 a.m., so stop on by. 10 a.m., excuse me.
Definitely 10 a.m. I've volunteered on a few of those. Yeah, first Sunday of the month. It's always a good time. So I'll see you there. I'll see you there.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Hello. We don't celebrate Christmas around here. It's forbidden.
Praise baby Jesus.
All hail the baby Jesus. All right, so there you have it. Winter Solstice 2018 at the Secular Hub. I hope wherever your winter solstice was, it was happy and safe. And here's to many, many more.
Thanks for listening to the Secular Hubcast, a podcast made possible through a grant from the American Humanist Association. This show is a project of the Secular Hub, a Denver nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting community, altruism, reason, and education across the diverse secular community of the Front Range region. For more information and to become a member, visit secularhub.org.